Here to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, January 15th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, that tag is in there for the podcast. Just go to the website, listen on demand anytime you want. You don't have to listen to the show live unless you want a text message. You don't have to listen to the stream player, which repeats the show every 3 hours on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Just go to the website and click on podcast. And then we put that tag in there to make sure you know that you're listening to the right segment you wanted to hear. For example, Missy, 10 to 10:30 every single Monday, kicking off our week, our health coach, our life coach. Well, just go to hour number two, segment one, every Monday, and you won't miss anything that Missy has to say. Longtime loyal listener, Patriot sister, Nikki, who, by the way, Nikki Coons is a second district state committee member. She was the only one who showed up in Houghton Lake on Saturday. She's also a county commissioner. And because of a response she wrote to the Pego files, I told her that when I saw her in person, I was going to kiss her on the lips. So she came over to see us to say hi anyway. She thought probably I forgot what I said to her. In front of Miss Vicky, standing about 8 feet away, I grabbed a hold of her face and I forced her to kiss me on the lips, and she was pushing back the whole time. She didn't want to have nothing to do with kissing Trucker Randy on the lips. Well, too bad, so sad, she got a wet one. She texted in during the show with Missy, said Missy is absolutely spot on with the cayenne pepper mix. We grew our own organically last year. Absolutely. Many other people that came up to me while I was down there on Saturday said, Trucker, I didn't even recognize you. How much do you weigh? And I said, 207. I weighed myself before we left to head down to Houghton Lake. Started at 297 on April 23rd. I'm down 90 pounds. And I got to tell you, folks, I feel like I'm 30. Turned 66 last Friday. And I got to tell you, I feel decades younger. I've got more energy. I sleep better, everything. And working in concert with all of our sponsors, Tim Roberts giving us the CBD gummies, Vicky using it on her knee, just has totally changed our lives. Losing this weight and not having any health issues. I am on no prescriptions. Zero. My doctor can't believe my weight, can't believe my numbers. Blood pressure, 120 over 80. Resting heart rate, 64. Starting to lift weights now, very small, light dumbbells, not going to push it. Tearing the muscles, it hurts because I'm curling really slow. Up 10 seconds, down 20 seconds. I'm not cranking my arms back and forth like I used to when I was playing football. No, up all the way to 10, down all the way to 20. Every 30 seconds, one curl. Takes me forever to do it. But it absolutely is the type of weight training I have to do now that I'm 66 years old. I'm not going to damage any ligaments. Not going to tear any muscles, can't afford it. doctor told me flat out in my left shoulder has not been replaced. He goes, Randy, I can't replace your left shoulder. I have the best shoulder and hip surgeons in the country, in my opinion. Great Lakes Orthopedic Center out of Traverse City. Dr. Chouinard on the shoulder and Dr. Galdez on the hip. He goes, Randy, there's nothing left to attach your bicep and your rotator to in your left shoulder. You are literally hanging on with threads. You cannot tear them. So don't be grabbing 60-pound dumbbells and trying to do curls and military press. You rip those, you're done. I said, got it. He goes, no, do you understand what I'm saying? You're done. You will lose total ability to lift anything with your left arm. You will not be able to function. Your days of riding your motorcycle are over. Why? Because you're not going to be able to have the arm strength to steer, number one. And number two, you're not going to have the strength in your hand to pull in the clutch. You're selling your motorcycle. You're done riding your bike. I said, got it. 12 pounders. That's what I'm working with. And even those in some of the range of motions I'm doing is hard for me to do. But I'm slowly but surely getting back at it. So down 90 pounds, have more energy, sleeping better, no medications at 66. So you guys decide. If you want to keep taking the medications, you want to stay, like Missy says, in the system, yeah, well, don't call her. Don't go to truckerrandyhealth.com. Look at the pictures. Listen to interviews 2 and 4. Fill out the form. Get a free phone consult. For free, she's willing to spend 45 minutes, an hour with you on the phone because she cares about us. She says, Randy, I love your people. She says, your audience are the most patriotic, conservative Christian folks I have ever spoken to as a group. She said, they are amazing people, and I want to do everything I can to help them. So that's why she's offering you the free extra 10 days of fat burn. Go to truckerrandyhealth.com, listen to interviews 2 and 4, fill out the form, and get a free phone consult. Rick says, happy 30th birthday. Yes, because that's how old I feel. Absolutely. Greatly appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Sherry LaFave over at Onaway, it's the new you. Doing great, and I'm so happy, in caps, Miss Vicky is doing it too. Love my girl. Yes, you do. I kind of love her too. Yeah. People were thankful. Roxanne Dufort, by the way, who's hosting us up at St. Ignace. Deadline is fast approaching. This Saturday, the 20th, 5 p.m., is the deadline for signing up for the class that I'm teaching in St. Ignace, Saturday, February 3rd. Doors are going to open at Little Bear Arena, 275 Marquette Street in St. Ignace. The class will start at 10. We're going to go to about 11:30, 11:45, take a 15, 20-minute break, and then we're going to go to 1:30. You are going to learn Robert's Rules of Order. You will get the quick study guide in the book form. You'll get the reference guide, 6 pages laminated that you can put in a notebook. You can spill coffee on it, doesn't matter. And you're going to get a copy, a full-size copy of the Michigan State Constitution. Thank you, State Representative Neil Friske, for providing those. We're going to teach you Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution in a way that you've never experienced any class before. So text me class. I'll text you the flyer and the website, acconservatives.org. Get your tickets. Buy your books through the donation of $49. I've already got an order pending with Amazon. For those who have already paid for the class, I ordered your books. They're coming. They're going to be here this Friday. So I'm getting ready. But the last batch will be ordered after Saturday at 5 o'clock. every single executive committee member of any county party needs to come to this class. If you're going to run for office, precinct delegate, the lowest elected office on the ballot, August 6th primary, you need to come to this class. If you're going to run for county commissioner, or you're sitting, like I said, on an executive committee, you need to come to the class. And for those of you who came to the December 2nd class we did at Jay's Sporting Goods in Gaylord, you already got the books. Go online to AC Conservatives, donate $10. You get to attend this class as a refresher. And it's expanded by a half hour because we're including a short break and more interaction, more questions and answers. We'll get into even more than we did in Gaylord. You need to come for the refresher, I call it. And basically learn. And if you guys were at Houghton Lake, you even heard the chair, Christina Cramo, says it is vitally important that you guys understand Robert's Rules of Order. Christina Cramo basically gave a commercial for this class that is in St. Ignace on Saturday, February 3rd. Because she gets it. She understands that this circus of this civil war that's going on within the Republican Party has got to stop, and she used Robert's Rules of Order to perfection. She was actually a little lenient with the room because, see, I teach the class as being the Democrat Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, and all of you in the class are Republican, state lawmakers. I promote you to state representative with an R behind your name. I am the lone Democrat in the room. And I will dictate to you, just like they did to the Republicans actually in Lansing this past year, I'm going to dictate to you how things are going to be in the classroom using Robert's Rules of Order. And through that tactic, you're going to understand Robert's Rules of Order better than anybody, probably even chairmen of your county commissioners board, your school boards, your city council, your city mayor. You're going to know it better than them. And when you walk into the room in all future meetings with the book, the guide, and your state constitution, they're going to know they're in trouble because you know more than they do. And we're going to teach you all that. Again, text me class. I'll send it back to you. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate. Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DrSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. We've got some meetings tonight that I need to make sure I clarify. In the first hour, I said that the Sheboygan County Republican Party meeting at Mullett Township Hall was at 7. It's actually 6:30. 7 p.m. tonight, I got it confused, is the Onaway School District Board meeting. Lots on the agenda. Talking with the chairman, Jim Rieger. Lots on the agenda for tonight. If you live in the Onaway School District area, you need to go to the school at 7 o'clock. They need your support. They need you guys to hear the agenda and things that they're doing. And at the end, you'll be able to give public comment, support what they are doing at tonight's school board meeting. As far as the Stand Up Michigan chapters, Sheboygan and Presque Isle, because of the Sheboygan County Republican Party meeting, Mullett Township Hall at 6:30, and the Onaway School Board meeting at 7 at the school, they are not having the Stand Up Michigan continued education video that they do with Chris Ann Hall. That's going to resume next Monday. It'll be at the Sheboygan County building, the commissioner's room, at 6:30 next Monday, the 22nd. Thank you, Dar, for that information. And Rick, for clarifying, I screwed up on the times because I knew there was something at 7, and I thought it was the Sheboygan County Republican Party meeting. Nope, that's 6:30. 7 o'clock over in Onaway at the Onaway School is the school board meeting. So, again, if you live in the Onaway School Board District, you need to go to the meeting tonight. It's critical. They got a lot of things on the agenda. They're going to be talking about it, passing, taking votes on lots of stuff, and they need your support at public comment. This is part of our new life for 2024, folks. Every single week of this year, through the August 6th primary, you are going to be going to a meeting of some sort every single week. Putting you on constructive notice right now, if you listen to this show, if you're part of our radio family, just give it up. Right now, one night a week, you're going somewhere. Now, for those over in Presque Isle County, countywide, not just the Onaway School District area, but the entire county of Presque Isle, Thursday night, Vicki and I will be there at the Lighthouse Restaurant in Rogers City. The chairman, Bob Britsky, has put me on the agenda to talk about the plan of 2024. I'm going to be talking to the Sheboygan County Republicans tonight. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, I'm going to be at the church in Ellsworth talking to the Antrim County Republican Party. Thursday night, I'm going to be talking to the Presque Isle County Republican Party. And Roxanne's going to be talking to her people at the Mackinac County Republican Party of the plan. We're going to go over it in detail. So if you live in Sheboygan tonight, you're going to want to come to Mullett Township Hall at 6:30 toward the end of the meeting after they get their business meeting concluded during open forum. The chairman, Rick Selva, has granted me permission to address the group. Vicki and I last Tuesday, drove in a snowstorm to get down to the church in Grand Rapids, and we have the plan. The plan is phenomenal. Not relying on the Michigan GOP, not relying on the Michigan Republican Party, not relying on the donor class from within the state of Michigan, Stand Up Michigan, Tammy Clark, and Ron Armstrong have made other arrangements for funding our candidates that we want to get elected on August 6th. I'm going to explain the plan. So you need to come and hear it. I'll talk about some of its points in the next hour. And I'm going to break it down for those counties listening, either online or on the website or on the TuneIn app or however you're listening. Podcasts, maybe you're going to listen to Hour 3, Segment 1 in the next half hour. You're going to get the plan. Not all the details. I'm not going to share everything like I'm going to with these Republican county parties as I travel around our listening area as well as the state of Michigan. Dave Ageman's already given me the phone number to the Kent County chair. I'm going to be talking to Macomb County, Oakland County. I'm going to be talking to as many counties in this state as possible. As a matter of fact, Vicki may be recording my presentation on Thursday with the Presque Isle County Republicans. And then I'm going to send it to Stand Up Michigan, and they very well may decide to put it on their website, standupmichigan.com. This must be done locally. It's exactly my plan that I announced on New Year's Day. I didn't take the day off. I was on this mic, and I started the plan. Go to migop.org, go down to where it says county chairs, click on it, and send your county chair an email. Tell them you want to join the party, you want to pay dues, you want to fill out the membership form, and let them know you're going to be running for precinct delegate. We're growing the parties, and we're going to do it a different way this election year. The big strokes of the plan of 2024 in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom